The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
From a market's perspective, let's check in with Stanley Lim. He is the co-founder and chief editor of Value Invest Asia. Morning, Stanley. How are you doing?
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, very Stanley. Good. So how has 2020 been for you as an investor?
Yeah, the funny thing is 2020 has been a much, much terrible year that many of us want to forget about. But interestingly, as an investor, actually the market is doing pretty well, especially in the US market where I'm more focused on.
Yeah, so it is interesting when you look at how markets have more than recovered from pre-COVID levels. So if you look at 2020, what are some of the lessons you took away that we can kind of apply for years, not just in 2021, but years down the road?
Yeah, I think the first thing is we have to understand from this experience, I think the market really don't reflect reality sometimes. Mm. And as investors, we have to understand that. And what the market really wants to do is if when we're investing, we have to take a much longer time frame. Because when we're investing, we should view it more as a long-term holdings. And if you have a time frame more than 10 years or even more, and that could give you actually a brighter and clearer information and how you should be investing for the future.
Okay, so when you think about time frames, what are you looking at?
Yeah, for me personally, so I look at when do I need this money for? If you are investing for retirement or for kids' education, maybe that's 10 or 15 years down the road. So when we are selecting our portfolio and looking at which stock to buy, we should actually have that time frame in mind. Which are the companies that I want to hold on to for the next 10, 15 years that I feel would be doing much better in the next decade, rather than just looking at what's going to happen next month or 6 months down the road.
So that means you don't really focus too much on price when you look at the company fundamentals. How do you decide when to get in?
Yeah, so that's a very interesting question on valuation. So the way I really look at it is looking at the market opportunity. So if it's a company, say, if we look at a company such as Apple, it's already a $2 trillion market. But it's a company that is continuously innovating, that's finding new markets. They started out with just the computer market, but moving into the music industry with iPod, and then to the phone industry. And now they're talking about maybe building up an Apple car and going into the automotive industry, right? So this company continuously innovating and expanding its market. So if I believe in it and 10 years down the road, there's really going to be Apple car driving on the street, then the market will be much more bigger than what it is now.
Yeah, so looking at what might be the potential growth for these companies. Another lesson you picked up, I believe, is not diversifying. You have seen investors kind of focusing too much on some of the hot stocks. And I guess this also brings up a question. How many should you have in some stocks in your portfolio?
Right. I think diversification is a very debatable topic. For me personally, I try to have at least 15 to about 30 stocks. And of course, you don't have to invest straight away into 30 stocks right away. You can build it up slowly. So if you are still working and you are saving it up regularly, maybe you can just invest in one stock a month. And, by the end of the year, you already have 12 stocks. And by the end of 2 years, you will have built up quite a solid portfolio that is well diversified.
Okay, so what does it look like right now? How does it become diversified with what's being reflected in your portfolio?
Yeah, for me, I try to focus on what kind of company that I am more well-versed in and more comfortable in. So for me personally, I focus more on the consumer stocks because as a consumer, I look around and buy the things that I like. And I look at also technology stocks as well, because through this pandemic, we all seen the true power of technology and how it can really help us through these troubled times. And I think once people have a taste of how technology can help us, it's very hard for us to go back to the old ways.
Our chairman is Stanley Lim. He's the co-founder and chief editor of Value Invest Asia. Now, then this comes the question, Stanley, when do you take profit? Because this is a tough question. When is the right price to sell? And of course, this is amid the backdrop of how there is this conversation around portfolio rotation when some of the stocks now are more in favor, such as the value stocks?
Right. For me personally, I actually don't try to take profit too much because I'm still holding on I'm still planning to invest for maybe the next 10 years. So unless a company is no longer what I believe it will become, or I find more suitable stocks that I need to invest more into, then that is the time where I make maybe a sell off some to reduce the risk on that position, and then try and reinvest into some other stock that I might have more optimistic about.
So you only sell when you're trying to rebalance your portfolio.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so this is another mistake that you've pointed out that is, I think, someone who has been in markets will typically face, right? You see your stock become a loser, and then you become a long-term investor in the stock, thinking that it will one day bounce back up. How often has that happened to you before?
I would say in the first 5 years when I was investing, I started investing back in 2005 and 2006. So for the first 5 years, that's basically how I invest. But what I realized is, from a portfolio point of view, if we are continuously selling off our winners and just keeping our losers because we don't want to realize that loss, sooner or later, our whole portfolio will be just full of losers, right? And these are stocks that we no longer believe in, but we're just holding on for the sake that we don't want to realize that loss. And I find that, that strategy doesn't really work. What really works is actually the flip side, where we should actually be focusing more on our winners and holding on to our winners, because winners keep winning.
Yeah, Stanley, when does a loser become a loser? When is that threshold? How much does it need to lose? Or when does that definition come in for you?
Yeah, for me, I still focus back on the fundamental of the business, where I look at, has the business really changed, and or has it not panned out the way that I want it to be? For example, I make an investment in GoPro before, back in a few years ago, but I expect this company to be much bigger, and I expected it to expand to other areas of camera gears, and also maybe going into even the media business. But for them, they got stuck and into just the action camera niche, and more competition is coming into this space as well, and I don't think they are able to fight off this competition. So that's when I realized that this company might not be what I thought it was be, and I just cut it off.
All right, so your investment premise changes. So that kind of reshapes how much of the potential it has.
Yep.
All right, I've been chatting with Stanley Lim. He's the co-founder and chief editor of Value Invest Asia, helping us to reflect on 2020 lessons he took away as an investor. Stanley, thank you for your time and Happy New Year in advance.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.